guys, welcome back to my YouTube channel. If you're new here, welcome. If you're welcome back to my channel. If you're new here, welcome. If you're a returning subscriber, welcome. So to your future YouTuber, this is a prophecy already, guys. You'll be one of the first to know when I eventually have a YouTube channel. So guys, thank you for staying tuned all the while. Today we're talking about the self-improvement. This is the fourth plan. We've been on this series for some time now, and then today we're talking about self-improvement. So without further ado, guys, let's get started. Let's get right into this podcast. So the self-improvement plan is basically to get better at what you do. Like from the name, yes, self-improvement, it means that you are trying your best and your possible best to get better at what you do. You learn new things and you are well informed so that you are not oblivious of the happenings and the changes around you or in your immediate environment. Do you see? So this plan helps you to influence your confidence, your esteem, your self-worth positively so that you know how well you are growing and evolving to impact others. I love this plan so much because somehow it helps you to follow through. You're able to see the changes that you desire. You're able to check on yourself. Okay, how well am I doing? Am I really growing? Am I doing this? Am I doing that? So it builds you, and then it also helps you to learn more skills, to be better informed about things that happen around you. You don't just stay stale or obsolete, or you don't just stay unaware or uninformed or outdated. You are always in the know. Like, you always know what's happening. You are always, you get, and of course, unaware of things that happen in your immediate environment and your society and the things that you should know. You're just all knowledgeable, and you're adding up to knowledge and to knowledge, and you're getting better at what you do intentionally. You see, so somehow this helps you to improve your confidence, your esteem, your self-worth positively, because you know what you are doing, you know what you are saying. You don't just get into conversations and people ask you questions and then you are just blank because you don't even know what's happening at the particular point in time. You are always in the know, so you know when to contribute your quota, or you know what to say when you are even called on to say things. So, and you're also using that medium to impact others and then evolving to the best versions of yourself. So without further ado, let's get started on the process or the ways I think or I feel like you can improve on yourself. Yes. So the first one is that learn new and important skills. Learn new and important. You say what? I'm saying learn new and important skills. Like, important. See how I am emphasizing that importance. You don't just learn everything. Let me do this, let me do that. Oh, they are doing that. You just get into all the boot camps, get into all the groups. They are doing this, they do that. The things that you know that will benefit you at the particular point in time or later in the future, the things that are that resonates with your values, your core values and your work values and your life values, learn them. Don't just learn everything. The things that are more important to you, that will affect your life positive, that would channel you into the life that you desire, or the growth that you want to see, or the person that you want to become, or your line of career, or things like that. Those are the skills that you should learn. You learn digital skills, vocational skills. You get what I'm saying, right? So another thing that you have to do is to take new courses, get certifications. Like, if you really need them, because I feel like it's a way that you're just improving yourself to be better than who you used to be. You don't just sit and be satisfied with your present situation, your present achievements. You have to forge ahead, guys, and be better at what you do. Just continue to go better. You're not giving up, right? You're getting better and better and better and better at what you do, right, guys? So another thing that I would love out want you to do is to be current. Yeah, be current about life and in the society that you, I said earlier, you can't just be obsolete, you can't just be outdated. You need to be in the know, get to know things that are happening around you in your society, in your life, in your environment. You know, just be well informed. Know about things, add knowledge to what you've got, you know. Don't just stay like that, because by that, but if you're staying that way, you can't improve, you can't grow, you can't even develop. So you need to really upgraded. Yes, you need an upgraded version of yourself part time if you are really intentional about self-growth and development. I tell you, because it will affect you in anywhere you find yourself in your life, in your workplace, in your meeting people, you know, connections with people. It will affect you so positively well if you are improving yourself intentionally. Another thing is that live in the moment. See, do not be caught up in the past. Sometimes it deprives you of the energy and the vibes and the presence you need to stay in that moment. So forget about the past. Do not be anxious about the future. The present is what you have. The present is the gift that God has given us. So you have to intentionally live that present happily. Don't be so lost in thought about what is to come or what has gone. Enjoy your present moment. Be in the moment when you are doing stuff. Don't be lost. You are eating, you are lost. Enjoy the taste of the food. You are at work, you are lost. Enjoy what you are doing at that particular point in time. Don't just be doing it and then your mind is not there. Enjoy life. Enjoy what you are doing at every particular point in time. Live in that moment. Do not be so lost and, you know, tired for life, because it won't help you. I tell you, it won't help you to improve, it won't help you to grow. You know, you just be sad, you just be depressed, you know, just be happy, you know, everything just sucks. You get right. So the next thing that I would love you to do is create memories with pictures. I love this part. I love that we are able to, or you are able to, or people, or somehow we all are able to create memories with pictures, people, places, nature, you know, so that you get to reminisce on these things even years and years, or moments and moments later. You get it. Somebody, there was a saying, I don't know if it was said by somebody one time, but I used to love to say it, that I can't remember how exactly. Okay, I think I said that. Do you know why I love pictures? I love pictures because they capture a moment that is gone forever. Do you see? That moment is gone forever. I may not be recovered, but the fact that you have captured that moment, even if you're no longer in that moment, you it helps you to reminisce. It helps you to look back into that moment and just feel the love and the joy and the overwhelming whatever thing about that moment, and you'll be so happy. You see, so that's why you should always create memories with pictures, with people, places, and nature. Most importantly, I am a lover of nature. I so love nature. I may not be really experiencing or making best use of my time now in really investing in nature, but then I know that someday, somehow, when I'm in more quiet, because I love scenery. What is scenery? Serenity. Oh gosh, sorry, I just lost my line of thought, but I wanted to say that I love serenity when something is just so serene and then quiet. Yes, that's what I was going to say. Sorry about that. So what again? I love nature. So another thing is that reaching out to people, please. I love to also, I try my best to reach out to people, because you know, we are facing a lot these days. These are various times, these are harsh times, but then, you know, you're not mad because somebody did not check up on you and like, she didn't check up, so let me not bother, or you didn't check up. Man, you don't know what that person is going through at the moment. So don't say that because you've not seen the person, you're not going to check up. Because there's a saying in Yoruba that says that anything abari alebinusi, like the person that you've not seen in a moment, you can't just get angry at the person because you don't even know what's up with the person. You don't know what the person is going through at a particular point in time. So you don't just get angry that the person didn't check up on you. Try, at least if the person is not checking up, you do the work. Try to check. It will not cost you anything. You are just the person that you are even angry about may even be fine. Yes, I know, but then you are the one being angry because he or she did not check up on you. So you are the one that will be with the feeling that is not comfortable, like the bad feeling of the fact that the person didn't check up on you. So you try to also reach out to people once in a while. Not like, maybe if you can't do it all the time, just try it. Make sure that, because somehow it gives you a good feeling. I don't know how to explain better, but it gives you a good feeling that you are reaching out. You are just happy. You're just blessed that, oh, I'm able to just reach out today. Today, one of the things I did today, I reached out to this person, you know, and I'm happy about the feeling. Something like that. Another thing is that learn to live a life of impact. Impact your world, impact your society, impact people around. Make sure that you are leading each day intentionally. And by doing that, you are also reaching out to people and impacting them. You get, let them feel your presence in their life. Even if you're not there at a particular point in time, they feel your impact. They know what you've done to them and they are happy that you crossed paths with them. You get, so that way I feel like it's a whole lot of work, I know, but then you are really improving yourself because you are doing the work
because you want to get better at what you do. And then the last thing is time management. I said this in the first plan, I guess. Time management, every time, whatever thing that you are doing, please know that time waits for no one. Time is money. Do not just see time as nothing that's nothing. Don't see it as something that is insignificant. I tell you, time is very, very important. As you do all these things, put time into every of these things. Okay, this is the time I want to do this. So that you don't just wake up and then you cannot even figure out what you've done in a particular day because you did not attach a time frame to every of the things that you have you've said that you were going to do on that day, because you just feel like you wake up this time. You do not even put a time to when you want to wash. You didn't put a time to when you want to write out this piece also. You didn't put a time to when you want to watch this documentary. You just feel like you can do anything because you have 24 hours. I tell you, the 24 hours will come and go, and you ask yourself, please, what have I done? Because I really can't figure out what I have done, because you don't have a to-do list, you don't have a schedule, you do not put time frame to every of the things that you should put time frame to. You just somehow, if it leaves you with a feeling of fulfillment, you're not just happy because you feel like your day just went, and you can't just say that, okay, this is what I've done today. Even if you have done something, you see timing is very important. So the affirmation for this series, or for this plan, is that my lifestyle has indeed encountered growth. I am not where I used to be. I'll take it again. My lifestyle has indeed encountered growth, and I am not where I used to be. So until next time, guys, that is going to be like the final series, like the final assessment, or this final plan, yeah, final category, yes, of this plan. So please stay tuned, and then I hope that you've been blessed, or you've really had a good time all the while following me. Thank you.